Welcome everyone to this first episode of our 007 Pierce Brosnan era watch. I guess you want to call it watch or review. But I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate.
So Nate, break us down. What are we going to be doing?
All right. Now? So this is the first of our new podcasts. And what we're going to be doing is two shows per week. Just to let you guys behind the curtain, for this week, we're recording them both same time. So you're going to get this one when it drops, you'll get another one in a couple of days. But essentially what we're going to be doing is we're going to be selecting action films. First show of the week. So we're going to be doing Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday show for the next, at least probably about 8 weeks or so, we're going to be doing Bond films. So the Tuesday show, not this week included because both shows will be Bond, but in general, it'll be Tuesday's Bond, Thursday's a different action movie. Could be a standalone, could be part of another franchise, but it won't be a Bond film. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and actually give brief reviews, our take on the movie without scoring it, just kind of general information. And then we're actually going to go through five different categories. So we're going to be talking the lead character or the hero of each movie, the main villain and what we think of them. We're going to go over the storyline. Is it good? Is it bad? What we rate it. Then we're going to go over the action itself. These are action movies. So, you know, hopefully the action is good. Then we will give our final actual score for the movie based on our review. From then, we'll total it up. It should be something out of 25. And also another little behind the scenes for you guys. Me and him do not know what each other gave either of these movies that we're going to be doing this week. So I have no idea what his scores are. He has no ideas what my scores are. So the discussion will be our first time hearing each other's opinion on the movie. And then you guys will hear our opinion for the first time. So that's basically what the show is going to be in a nutshell. And hopefully you guys enjoy it.
Yep. So let's get right into the show because I'm excited to cover the GoldenEye 007. So let's start it off. GoldenEye 1995. Box office numbers worldwide, $352 million. Domestic, $106 million. And international, $245 million. Now, this is different numbers from what we're accustomed to now.
That's 95 numbers, too, though. I mean, if you adjust for inflation, that's hitting over probably worldwide, probably close 600 million.
Yeah.
If I'm just going off the top of my head, like that's a big hit.
Yeah. So, all right, Nate, start it off. What did you think of GoldenEye?
All right. So GoldenEye, just a little background on myself, because I think this is very important. Alex here is a Bond fan, self-proclaimed. Yes. He told me, I love the Bond franchise. I told him I have seen 8 of them. So I am not the diehard Bond fan. The 8 that I've seen, I have opinions on, and that's what we're going to be going over. But so just so y'all know, he's a big fan. I'm not a big fan necessarily. And that's just to preface everything we're going to go into here. So my take on GoldenEye. So I didn't see this movie. So I'm a 90s kid. I grew up in the 90s. I was born, 87. So from 3 years old to 13, right? I'm a kid. These are my kid years. These are my formative movie watching years. I did not see this movie when I was younger. I didn't actually see this till I was a little bit older. And I enjoyed this movie. I think, you know, the only thing I know of GoldenEye from when I was a kid was the N64 game. You know, me and my friends getting together, playing some GoldenEye. One of the best shooters, I mean, like ever. And then to actually see the movie, I like it. I think it's well directed. Martin Campbell directed it. You know, he's a British director. So he did things like The Mask of Zorro. He actually returned to this franchise for Casino Royale.
Yeah.
So Martin Campbell's solid. And I think the movie's good. And we'll go in, you know, when we give our scores, we'll go into some issues I might have. But overall, I think it's a good time. I like Pierce Brosnan in the role. I think he, especially in this movie, he does a really great job, kind of his intro movie. And yeah, I think it's a lot of fun overall.
Yeah. I mean, for me, yeah, like you said, I'm a huge 007 fan. I mean, I would love to give you guys Easter eggs that I saw throughout this movie, but we have only 30 minutes and 45 minutes of this podcast. I mean, maybe that's something that me and Nate could tap into in a future episode, maybe get into some Easter eggs because there's a lot of them, but Nate only seen 8. So he never seen Timothy Dalton era, the Roger Moore, the George LaBiz, the Sean Connery. So he can't catch those Easter eggs. But believe me, he will. Once he sees those, he'll kind of understand what I mean. Once he'll start putting things together. But in terms of this movie, rewatching it today, I totally enjoyed this movie. Rewatching it, I think Pierce Brosnan for the 90s fit the Bond character. I don't know why there couldn't have been no other actor in the 90s that I could have saw play 007. I'm not going to get into storyline, but I thought it was a fun, entertaining. I think Pierce Brosnan was charismatic. I think he was everything that we wanted in a Bond for the 90s. And you're right. The whole N64, I think, brought the popularity back into Bond and made it more successful than I think. Because again, this is inflation, like you said. So 352 million worldwide at that time is pretty big.
I mean, I remember when I was, Titanic was 97, I think. And I saw Titanic in the theater and the tickets, you know, back then they were like $5, $6. Mm-hmm. So they're twice that now. I'm in Florida. So like here, a regular ticket is like $13, $13.50.
Yeah.
It was, you know, less than half of that in 95. So, I mean, you know, double it pretty much, 700 million probably is about what it probably would have made in today's dollars. So close to a billion, it would be a big hit.
Yeah, it would be a big hit. But yeah, I totally enjoyed it. It was an awesome rewatch. Now let's get right into the main character, Bond himself. Yes. What will we give Mr. Pierce Brosnan as 007 in his first movie as 007? Yeah. So go ahead, Nate, take it off.
Yes, I'll go first here. So we're rating these on a 5 scale. Mm-hmm. So something out of 5. And for Brosnan in this movie, I'm going to give him a 4 out of 5. I rate it as a 4 out of 5. I think he's very good. He has the look. You know, he fits the build. He's not old, but he's not like young either, yeah. Right? Like he kind of is what I would think of when I think of James Bond. So, and he's very charismatic. You know, he's a good looking dude. He fits the bill. And as far as his performance in the movie, I think it's good. You know, you can only work with the script you're given, and you know, the script is fine. You know, there's definitely some lines he has to get, like one-liners and things like that. But yeah. I think it, you know, I from what I imagine, it's par for the course in a Bond film. So, you know, he kind of has to deliver them, but he does it well. And he pulls it off pretty well. He's good in the action scenes when it's not a stunt double, you know, he equips himself well. He has the size, the stature. So yeah, I give him 4 out of 5. I think he's a very, in this movie, he's a really good Bond.
Yeah, it's funny. I gave him, as a main character, I gave him a 5 out of 5. I think he was very well. I mean, again, he fit the role very well for this script. We're not talking about the other movies. For this script, I think he was very well casted. Like I said, he was charismatic. He was charming. He's sexy. I mean, let's just be honest. He's sexy when he needs to be sexy. He knows how to switch it between the sexiness and back to action. You felt the emotions. We'll talk about that once we hit storyline, but you felt the emotion that he delivered. I thought it was great. I agree with you. Something about the 90s, everyone, you got to know, or you got to understand, is that you're going to see the stunt doubles. They didn't have good editing back then, like what we got now. Now everybody's doing their own stunts and they know how to chop it in a way or film in a way that, you know, it's not him, but it is him. You could tell Pierce Brosnan was not in half of these action scenes, but it worked for what, I mean, they did. I mean, again, it's 90. So I didn't care for that. So I gave him a 5 out of 5 on main character. So let's get to the villain.
Okay. All right. Now, you're going to go first this time for the villain.
So the villain, there was 3. There's On the Top, which is played by, what's her name?
Famke Janssen.
Yes, it was played by her.
Absolutely stunning in this movie, by the way.
Yeah, she was
absolutely
great. Yeah, she was great. Then you got General Overmov.
Something like that.
Russian.
Some Russian name.
Yeah, Overmov or whatever. I wrote it here and I can't even say it's a Russian name. And then you got Alec, 006. Again, spoiler alert. We haven't seen it, but we're going to get into it. So Alec
25.
Is
25 years old. You should have seen it.
So Alec is the main Bond villain in the story. But you kind of think it's the general and On the Top. That's what they make you allude to. But Alec as the main villain, I'm going to be really honest with you. I gave him a 3 out of 5. I wasn't too crazy about him. He wasn't as menacing as a Bond villain. Like he was good, again, a 90s villain, but he wasn't as like a world domination style villain, like that. I'm going to kill you at every chance I get. Again, they introduced him later into the movie, but when they did bring him on screen, he wasn't menacing to Bond. He was just like, oh, I know you, you know, we work together. So like, he wasn't as like a Blofeld or, oh, you never seen the older characters, but
I'm familiar with Blofeld though.
Oh, okay. Or like Jaws, where Jaws is always after Bond, like trying to kill him. I just didn't feel it from him. I don't know. It could be me. But I didn't feel that like that villain, mastermind villain. Well, what do you think?
All right. So number one, I don't know if you said it, Sean Bean. He's the one who plays Alec. He plays the character. Great actor. I love Sean Bean as an actor. He's he's the guy who he's in Game of Thrones. He dies in everything he's in, pretty much.
Yes, he does.
He dies in everything. Lord of the Rings. And I marked it because when I'm watching the movie, like I remember the movie, but it's been a few years since I watched it. And I'm like, I know he's the villain. And not until 1 hour and 8 minutes into the movie is it that he comes out as like a bad guy. Because you think he's dead at the beginning, you know, opening scene. To be honest, you were slightly more generous than me. I gave him a 2 out of 5.
Okay.
He's just off screen way too much. On top of being off screen, when he's on screen, I 1,000% agree with you. He's not as good of an actor as Sean Bean is. He's not menacing in this role. You know, I think they gave him like a little bit of scars. So it's supposed to be like, oh, you know, he's so bad, but it's like, nah, he's just injured. Like,
he's so, you know what
I
mean? Bad.
Like, one thing that I hate when it comes to villains is when their ultimate goal is not super clear. And I didn't really know, like, you kind of get an idea of what he's trying to do. But it's not super like stated expressly. You know, his whole motivation for being a villain was very crap. You know, he's like, oh, you know, they sent us on all these missions and, you know, they just, and then something else happens and we just got to keep doing missions. He's pretty much just mad that he has to keep doing missions.
Like, that wasn't the whole time. That wasn't the whole beef he had with them, though.
No, but I mean, it's presented in a way early on, like it is a contributing. It's like, come on, like get over it, man.
Well, yeah,
he sounds like a mad employee.
Yeah, that he does sound like that. Like he's like bitching at that. But the other thing is that the British killed his parents. Well, they tried to kill his parents, but what happened was they committed suicide, and then he became an MI6. That was his whole like angry thing.
Like,
and
I
was
way like, later, he's like, I was an orphan, and now I'm gonna get revenge. Now, the general, I thought the general was okay. To be honest,
I thought he was good.
Little, a little cartoony, but on the top. So Famke Janssen, I'm not even lying, and it's not just because she's gorgeous, because she is. She's absolutely gorgeous. Anytime she's on the screen, compared to the other two villains, like you can't not watch her when she's on the screen.
Yeah,
and she's a better villain than the other two, even though she's a henchman, so we're not going to rate her.
No.
You know, she was way cooler. She can crush people with her thighs. Like, she kills people by crushing them with her thighs. Like, I'm in on that. Like, all day. This is what I want. A little bit. Give me something a little cheesy. You know what I mean? It's a Bond film. It's got to be. She's awesome. She's absolutely gorgeous. I would have rather her been like the main. She's like a pilot who also can fight. Who is like, she was great. So
she loves torture. Like, she loves like that. She likes
she's
that
psycho.
That, yeah, she's psycho. Like, remember when the train was gonna hit the tank and she was getting excited? I was like, what is wrong with you?
Like, I don't know. I was a big fan of her character. Plus, her name is hilarious. You know, it's a pun. It reminded me of like Austin Powers. You know how they would always put the names like that. So
they had worse ones. Wait till you get to Sean Connery era. There was one called Pussy Galore and Goldfinger.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm gonna love them.
Yeah, you're gonna love those.
She was great. But we got to rate the main villain. And for me, 2 out of 5. I wasn't feeling Sean Bean in this particular role.
You know, honestly, I'm not going to knock you with that. I would agree with you. 2 or 3 would be on par because he wasn't as menacing, like you said. He wasn't just as evil. All right. Next is action. So you're going to take over for that.
Oh, and one thing I forgot to mention. The villain, I feel like, and we'll review this movie in the future, but they did something similar, much better in one of the Craig films, where they take a former agent type thing and make him like, I think they dropped the ball a little bit. Like, you got 006, right? He's like an agent like Bond. Mm-hmm. And like, they just could have done more. And I think that contributed to my factor as well. Okay. What was
next? But you're absolutely right. Like, that's crazy. Like, you see it in, to me, one of the best ones out of all of them.
Skyfall.
But, Skyfall is exactly the same storyline as 00 as GoldenEye. It's just
but done way better.
Yeah. Way modern writing. But you're absolutely right with that.
Yeah. Action. So what was the next? Okay. What was it? Action. Okay. Yeah. So action, I am at a 3.5 out of 5. So I did half scores. I don't know if you do half scores. I did half scores because
I didn't do half. All right.
No, okay. That's okay. In my brain, on my podcast, I do everything. My other podcast, I do everything on tens. So I always think in the form of 10. So 3.5 out of 5 for the action scenes.
Okay.
Opening is great. In that facility, you know, wherever they are, besides the part where he like skydives off and it looks like he's just, you know, like plastered in after the fact.
Yeah.
But I never watch movies that are made then with the super critical eye of special effects because you can do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a different time. They had different technology. It's exciting. It's a thrilling scene. Even the way it starts is great. But the best scene, and this is the one that is the money action scene for me, is with the tank. When he's driving the tank through. Oh my goodness. I mean,
Russia, or was it?
Yeah, it was in Russia.
Yeah.
And he's chasing. They do a car chase where Bond is driving a tank.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Like, it's a mixture of funny, but actually also like really good kind of it's just destruction. Like, he's just driving through walls. Like, the guy's like, go down the alley. And he just makes a whole new alley with the tank. I loved it. And I watched this in my, in my room, I have like a really big TV, like way bigger than I need. And I have a sound bar and a subwoofer. And I had it all like turned up. And I mean, this thing was rumbling. Like, loud. And I love that scene. I think the rest of it is, and the reason I'm at 3.5 and not higher, besides the great opening and then that tank scene, the rest of it's kind of unmemorable, to be honest. Like, I just watched this today and I don't remember every single other action scene. You know what I mean? Like, no really great hand-to-hand stuff, which is fine. Maybe that's not his, you know, his MO in this, in these movies. I don't know. But those two stick out, but they are not super long. 3.5 though. Very solid. Like, the action that's there is pretty, it's well shot. So I'll give him that. Martin Campbell knows how to, you know, shoot an action scene.
Yeah, I mean, totally different from you in action. I gave this a 5 out of 5. Yeah. And the reason why, one, because it was a lot of action throughout the whole movie compared to the other ones that we're going to be talking about. There was a lot of action. So, and this is the action. So I was like, I can't. And again, you said it the best. We can't critique it because the technology back then was not like how we have now. So the facility in the beginning, when 007, 006 is going in to infiltrate and blow up this facility for some reason. I don't know why. We really don't know why they, we didn't know why they were breaking in, but they were doing it for a reason.
They call that the cold open, right? That's like the scene before the opening credits. And for the cold open, it was one of the better ones that I can think of.
So you got that. Then you got the actual motorcycle into the plane scene, which they done it for real because you could tell that it was a real stunt double jumping behind a plane. Then you see the green screen of, you know, Pierce Brosnan getting in, which we kind of it kind of worked for me because it's a Bond movie. So it felt right. Some movies it don't. But that one, I gave it the okay. Then we got the actual helicopter escaping scene with him and the chick. Remember, she was like, wake up! And he was like, I'm up! And then he bangs his head and they fly out. The ejector seat. So I was like, oh, okay. Then, again, they are escaping through the prison after, the general shoots, like, the high Russian guy. It made it look like Bond killed him, and they got to rush through they're running through this whole epic prison, and then she gets captured. And then it goes right into this tank chase that it was actually pretty long. It was an awesome scene.
The best,
It was a long tank scene. And then, of course, the fight on the satellite at the end. So to me, I'm like, that's a lot of action for this first movie. So I gave it 5. And yeah, you're right. Some of them are not memorable, but you're right. The tank is very memorable. The opening sequence, him jumping off the dam in pure silence. I love it.
Yeah,
there was no music. And I don't know. Are we going to cover soundtrack here in this
one? You can just include it in your overall.
Okay. All right. So I'll include that in the overall. But yeah, so I gave it a 5 out of 5. So that is awesome. That is cool. So we see two different, but I kind of agree with you though on that.
But still positive, right? Like you know, you rated it higher, but I still liked it. I just not as much.
But I got notes too. So I wrote every sequence down just to have it. I wrote it.
Yeah. When I say not memorable, it's like nothing happens in it that is like standout, in my opinion. That was like standout, right? So like the escape pod where they eject from the helicopter. Like if anything, it was more funny than like these guys like smashing his head on the buttons, hitting his head on the ejector seat. And I'm like, okay. I mean, it was fun. It was a fun little scene. And even the satellite, like the big fight at the end, to me, like it just didn't, there was nothing in it where I was like, oh, that's cool. Whereas that opening scene, there's moments that I'm like, oh, even when he's like walking behind the barrel so they don't, you know, so they don't
shoot at him. Yeah, the gas tanks.
And then the tank, like that's a memorable scene. Like this dude's just destroying everything in the tank. So it was good. You're right. There is a lot of action, but I still liked it. You just liked it more.
No. But the thing is, I'm not trying to knock you with that. I'm just trying to say, I totally agree with you. Like in terms of, like, if you ask someone GoldenEye, everyone's gonna say the tank scene. Like that is the first thing everybody's gonna say, the tank scene. Him ramming
or the video game.
And it's funny because a lot of the video game you are playing the movie, you know, them
going scene at the beginning reminds me so much of the video game.
Yes, like, when he's rolling off the tank and then it goes first person. It's a great game.
Spot on. Yeah. It is.
Storyline. That's me. Storyline, I gave this a 4 out of 5. The reason why I thought the whole, let me just pull up my notes here on the GoldenEye plot, I thought it was actually really good. It's an EMP bomb that once it's like a radiation surge and then boom, it blows everything up. I thought that was pretty cool. If they would have used it more proper. Again, I'm not knocking the movie. I'm not knocking the script. I wanted to see like a more of a demonstration, like on a city or something. You know what I mean? Right. Like like show it off so I could go, oh, but you know, they did show it when they blew up the satellite in the beginning and once he stole it. So I thought that was pretty cool, but I wanted to see more devastation with it. But I thought that was a pretty cool satellite, the Tiger helicopter, and them trying to steal that to get, that's the reason why they got the GoldenEye. I thought that was pretty good. But then when it got to the Sean Bean's Alec 006 storyline, that his parents were, the British took them and they killed them all. I thought that's where, for me, it went flat in terms of storyline. So that's why I knocked the point off of that. But I gave it a 4 for the GoldenEye satellite. I thought that was a pretty cool concept for the movie. That's
true. Okay. For me, storyline, I 3 out of 5. So I think it's good. I think story-wise, it's not super strong. There is a kind of a general, it's almost like they have like a general outline. And one thing that they do in this movie, and it's not necessarily a knock to it. It just, you know, it depends on how it works for you, is it is a lot of set pieces. Like the set pieces just get you from A to B to C to D to E, right? So there, the parts where it slows down and there's dialogue, nothing is really terribly interesting as far as like dialogue goes, or you know, explaining kind of motivations and things like that. Like you said, the Sean Bean character, like his motivation to me was kind of whack, but you know, it is what it is. It was a little whack, but it is what it is. And you know, that kind of affects it. But I think overall, the reason I gave it a 3, so it's still on, you know, on the positive side of, you know, of a 5 score, because it is simple, but it's not dumb. Right. I think there's a difference between something being simple and something being dumb. And I was never like, this is totally stupid. Right. Like something might be weak, you know, villain storyline, but it wasn't dumb. I was never like, wow, that's just totally stupid. So I think it did a good job. And it was solid. 3 out of 5.
All right. That's not bad. I mean, just went up by 1 point. So, I mean, we were there neck and
neck. We've been close on all of them. Yeah.
Yeah, we were. All right. Overall.
Okay. Overall. So overall, I rated this as a 3.5 out of 5. So 7 out of 10, if you're a 10 person like me. I think it is a good movie. By the way, opening credits, Tina Turner singing the song. A great opening credit song. I do always remember. I like the memorable ones. GoldenEye is a great one. And it was written by Bono and The Edge from U2. So that's kind of cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, they wrote it. And then Tina Turner performed it. Awesome. And I like the actual credit, you know, design. It gets you in the right kind of mind frame. Although it doesn't necessarily match the movie, like per se, it still looks really cool. And I liked Bond in it. I thought Pierce Brosnan was great. I'm not crazy about the girl, like the main, like kind of love interest girl. Something, you know, besides her being very, you know, very attractive, like just her character, I didn't really care for. She's just kind of there. And, you know, again, you've seen more Bonds than me. So I don't know. I'm used to the Craig Bonds. I'm way more familiar. Yeah. I feel like the women in that are written a lot stronger than like then. And I'm guessing maybe this might be a trend. I don't know. But she's kind of weak as far as the writing for her. There's no, she just survived this thing and then, you know, becomes very important because she didn't die.
Yeah.
But cool villain in On the Top. I did like her. So she gets marks, high marks for me. Action scenes. It's a solid film. I had a good time with it. So 3.5 out of 5 for me.
Yeah. I mean, for me overall, I give this a 4 out of 5. What's your total score?
My total score is a 15 out of 25. When I added them up.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a 15 out of 25.
I'm giving this a 4 out of 5 overall. I think this was a good start with the Pierce Brosnan era. It had a strong, again, I'm not going to say as strong of a storyline, but it was a good storyline for people to go, wow, this is pretty good. And it had a game behind it to catapult it. Also, I think, again, this is the first movie that they introduce a woman as the boss. So Judi Dench is M.
Throughout. Oh, she's great.
Yeah, oh, she is phenomenal.
Yeah.
She is.
What's up with, so, okay, I'm going to let you finish because I got a question.
Go ahead.
So what's up with, so I don't know if he played him in the other ones, but like Q in this movie, is that the same actor who played him in older Bonds?
Or in
is
he this movie?
Yeah.
Yes. Q played him in all of them since all the way from the first, not Dr. No, but he gets introduced. And then from there, he played all, I think he's like 17 out of the 22, 24 films.
Since Connery, he's been Q.
Or Q. Yeah, he's been okay, cute. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of goofy. I don't know. I forgot to mention it. I'm guessing he's always been like that. Is that
so? The thing is the product of the times. So when they introduce Q, certain movies he's serious, certain movies it starts to get campy with Q. And then the gadgets start to become out of this world crazy. But you know, the thing I like about Q is his I think he's cute. He's like a cute character. Like he's like excited like about his gadgets and stuff. And I think that's what drew a lot of people to the Bonds is the gadgets, you know? Like, but yeah, he's very like that.
Seems like a product of another time. Like,
yeah, he 70s, just seems like, very 70s.
Yeah, he seems like he came out of those movies and time traveled into this one. Yeah. Whereas Judi Dench as M, like they all fit and they seem a little more modern.
Yeah.
And he just seems like he's out of a... Not that it was bad. I'm just, it's something I observed.
Yeah. Well, they did that because of the font and the fonts, the fans. A lot of people like Q. And I think they wanted to pay nostalgia, you know, nostalgia with that. Cool. I mean, I was excited when they introduced them in the later films, which we will cover, but I felt kind of weird because we're not going down the road of, with all the gadgets. So I'm like, oh man, we're going the serious route, but it's okay. Like, you know, we were going to talk about that, but you're right. Q was very out of this world. Judi Dench, amazing as M. If you see the other, she plays M like the original. Once when you see Dr. No, M is like that too. He's very hard ass on Bond. So it's pretty cool. He doesn't get lying. Like he doesn't get corny. He doesn't get like, he's very tough on Bond, but Judi Dench is more like way tougher. I agree with you. The main chick, she's not as crazy. She is great. She's cute. But in terms of other Bond girls, there's some in the Roger Moore era that's a little tough, that are very serious roles too. But the newer Craig are written way better. That's why I never like put the two to two, because you got way better writers now than they were in like the 70s, 60s when these things came out.
Right.
But you got everything in a Bond movie. You got the casino, him coming into the casino. You got to start off. If you're going to introduce a new Bond, you gotta have him coming in the suit in a casino playing Baccarat. You gotta have it. You did it with
right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's
and
a
then
thing.
He says his name, Bond, James Bond. They changed it in the Daniel Craig era, which I'm okay with, but you had to do it for this 90s. You had the car chase right after that, when him and Anna Top are racing car, the Aston Martin versus the Ferrari.
I gotta say something about that scene. The music that they put in that scene. My gosh. It does not fit. It's like, it almost seemed like whoever did the score forgot to do a score for that part. And like after the fact, they were like, oh crap, we don't got no music for this driving scene. And they added in this like funk, like techno funk, like 70s. Yeah. I'm like, what is this music? It was absolutely worthless. That the scene was kind of funny, you know, like it was kind of cute, like them racing, and then it turns out later that they're going to meet again, and then him with the girl in the car, you know, with the champagne. Okay, but the music, it sticks out like a sore thumb. I was cracking up, like, oh my god.
Yeah, it was like bing, bing, wheel, wheel, wheel. Yeah,
horrible.
It made no sense. But look, my overall is a 4 out of 5. I think this is a solid entry into the 007 era of the Pierce Brosnan. Now, overall, I gave this a 21 out of a 25.
21 out of 25. Okay.
Yeah. So you knocked it down a little bit. Yours is in the 15 range more than mine. But again, I mean, two different people. I always like this doing movie reviews because you get to see the different sides of everything. So I kind of like the whole breaking down these movies.
Yeah, we both liked it. I mean, I enjoyed the movie. I think it's good. I think it's a good watch. You know, it's 2 hours and 10 minutes, but it goes by quick because of the amount of action scenes that are in it. It never really drags. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time. I you know, I enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah. So again, guys, that is our ratings of GoldenEye from the Pierce Brosnan era. Our first movie into the podcast is GoldenEye. Yeah. So again, thanks for hanging out with us on this Action Movie Guys podcast episode. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Geeks and Flicks, for reviews, unboxings, and more. And make sure to follow the podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. And remember, don't just watch movies, live the action.